This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Joey used a great term, intentional obsolescence. So, in a 1999 Dodge Ram 2500 turbo diesel truck, I took off the bumper, and it was made in China. Brand new. I'm talking about the original equipment bumper from Dodge, Chinese bumper, chrome. So I got out a scale and I weighed it. And then I weighed a replacement bumper that came from China. Looks the same. 20% less metal in the new one. That looks the same as the old one. So then I decided to weigh the brackets that support the bumper, the new one versus the old one. The new bumper brackets weigh 20% less. So what is happening to all of us is this, what Joey calls intentional obsolescence, removal of material everywhere they can. So in my opinion, there is absolutely no such thing as a new, reliable, maintainable vehicle. You will not be able to maintain your own vehicles, and they will not be reliable because of things like these rubber parts that are designed to fail. And does one fail and the other not fail? No, they fail at the same time. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, you go to rockauto.com and you look up your vehicle and you click on the date, you click on the type of vehicle, the model, and then you look at the categories of parts. And you'll see some of them are in bold and some of them are not in bold. The bold ones are the ones they sell a lot of. Those are the ones that keep breaking. And so you'll see that it's not just your water pump, or it's not just your wheel hub, or it's not just whatever it is. It's not just yours. It's happening to everyone. Joey, your thoughts?
You know, Vince, you made a statement when you were taught how to put a oil filter on. Well, the problem is there's nobody to teach. I mean, you were taught in a time that doesn't exist anymore. I mean, what you were taught and the people that could teach you, they were, we'll call it two-dimensional, and now you're dealing with three-dimensional thinking as a visual comparison. Because I don't care what you do to a younger person, unless he has a limited amount of education and he hasn't been, what's the word, reprogrammed using video games and a phone, what else is there? I mean, you can't take and change that many people that fast unless there's a magic show involved. I mean, you and I see things a lot the same, and, you know, but we're also from the same time. We grew up at the same kind of time, you know. You and I can't help anybody. They got to help themselves. You know, you and I can make a suggestion, and there are people, that's all, even if they go, well, I didn't think about that. Anyway, questions that you should want to really think about. Just say, like, in your neck of the woods and to the west and north, where all this flooding I see online shows roads missing, floods. I didn't realize why the crops aren't planted, because when you drive by the fields, they look really nice. And yet then I drive by where they tried to get in, and there's giant ruts, and they needed one of those super jumbo large four-wheel drive tractors to pull the other one out that's stuck, and some of them had to leave the disc or the appendage. But the ground is super saturated. Now, something nobody's ever thought about, because we've never seen super saturated ground, roads missing, and now you've got to travel because you're going by friends, family, because where you're at, something bad happened. Let's just say you get this little scenario. Now you're trying to travel. Well, all of a sudden, most people don't know how to read a map. Their cell phone is going to take them down, oh, this road that doesn't exist, or this road that's got 4 inches of water on, or this road that's super saturated and you get stuck in. There's so many scenarios that you could evaluate, you couldn't think about them all because you'd be exhausted. So you and I can't teach. If you already don't know, it's like the one guy I was listening to, he says, you don't just take seed, throw it in the ground. I mean, you have to cultivate. It takes years to know how to grow a garden. It's like putting an oil filter on. You get to a tightness, and then you go a little bit more, but not that much more. And how do you know that? Well, it's trial and error, and you'll learn that over a period of time. And somebody else was guiding you, and they say, here, you feel this? Yep, I see your point. Now a little bit more. Got it. Okay. Now you're still perfecting that. You've been doing it for 40 years, and you're still perfecting. So you see my point. How can we help anybody that isn't capable of already helping themselves? And all we're suggesting, I think, are ideas that they might have not considered. You know, if the dollar collapses, and you got to wonder, you have to wonder why you'd want to start another war. And I know that's such a bad place. And I'm not that religious issue. Those are big problems, especially when they take your head and they remove it from your body. But you'd have to ask a question why you would make a law in the state of Georgia execution by guillotine. That's the only state that has it. And that's a whole other subject, but people should look that up. The guillotine law, Georgia, 98, 99, 97, 98. I don't remember. That's really hard to find, but it's still out there if you're diligent. They haven't scrubbed all those. And you'll see a copy of the bill, and you'll see who's responsible for the bill. But how can we help? What can we do? We can't hardly help ourselves anymore because we can't even find the right parts. You talked about the Lexus. Who could fix that? First of all, the average person that has a repair shop or a lift or ramps, anything that he can work on his car, he wouldn't buy the Lexus to start with because it's way outside of the box. He would buy a simple older vehicle that he's familiar with, that he could fix, that, you know, is tried and true without all these extra parts. So, I mean, you can't feel sorry for a lot of these people. They think because they bought that name, look at me, I'm something special. And really you are. You really are special. You might put the parentheses like special ed behind it. I mean, that's a simple way of putting it. And I'm not saying everybody that buys that car, but a lot of people buy it just because, hey, look, I'm keeping up with the Joneses. And I don't need to be the Joneses because the Joneses, they don't even know there's a problem. Correct? I mean, have you noticed that?
Yes, absolutely. They don't know there's a problem. And let me just put an exclamation point on what you just said. So we decided, just for the heck of it, this particular Lexus was leaking oil out of the valve cover gasket. Okay, so that's a $500 job. You know, if you look up on the internet, what does it cost? The parts cost $18. $18 for a Felpro gasket set to replace the valve covers. Why do you have to replace them? Because the rubber that they used at the factory at Lexus, Toyota, gets hard. Instead of staying supple and preventing leaks, it gets hard and oil flows right out of the top of the engine, all over the exhaust manifold, and starts burning. So there's smoke coming out from under the engine while you're driving down the road. So that's a problem. And it leaks out the front valve cover gasket and the rear. So I held these rubber gaskets in my hand, and they crack and they crumble like crackers. It's ridiculous. Could they have fixed that? Of course. Ford, Chevy, Chrysler, they used to use cork rubber gaskets, and they lasted a really, really long time. So when we took off the valve cover gasket, we're looking in the engine, and it's full of sludge. Now, why is it full of sludge? Well, because it wasn't maintained properly. Why wasn't it maintained properly? Well, it was taken to the local guy, the independent mechanic shop, who's got maybe 20 bays, and they changed the oil. And are they putting the wrong oil in? What's going on? Why does this engine have so much sludge? Because obviously the wrong oil wasn't put in. But the guy who owned the vehicle thought, hey, he was doing a good thing. He's bringing it to this guy who does lots of business, has lots of cars in there, and yet the vehicle's not being maintained properly. So the whole point of that story is you can't trust anybody to change your oil, which is why for as long as I've been on the air, I've been saying you have to change your own oil. Because at least you'll know what went in it. At least. And why does the new oil filter only go down a half a turn? Well, because that way they can say, well, how much do you tighten the oil filter? Well, you tighten it till it stops. That's a half a turn. And you can't tighten it anymore. It won't go anymore. The only problem is the next time when you try to take it off, it's really hard to get it off. But we don't care about that, because that's not us. That's the next guy that has to worry about that. We just have to worry about getting the new one on. And that's real easy, because you can be a jerk and do that, because you tighten it till it stops. You don't have to have any skill at all. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Joe, you mentioned something last night, and we were chatting. You know, what would we miss? What would we miss if everything stopped? And how does it stop? Well, it could be a grid down situation. It could be a flood. It could be a superstorm. Whatever it is, everything stops. And so what would we miss? And I have a comment. I'd like to talk about that with you, but I have a comment to make. So I asked a similar question. At least to me, it's similar. I asked at the meetup for five years, I would ask this question. So let's do a fire drill, you know, Friday night fire drill. What we do is we go to the breaker panel and we shut off all the breakers. You know, unless you have someone who's on oxygen and, you know, for some medical reason, if someone's going to die, if you shut off the breakers, don't do that. But we said, okay, so under normal circumstances, you shut off all the breakers, except, you know, you keep the refrigerator running because you don't want to lose the food in your refrigerator or freezer. And you just put some tape across the door handle so to remind you, don't go in the refrigerator. So at 6 o'clock, Friday night, after work, you get home at 5:30, let's say. 6 o'clock, you shut off the breakers. And you put some tape across the toilet flush handle, and you put some tape across the kitchen sink and the other sinks. So as if can't get to the water, can't flush the toilet, and can't go in the refrigerator. And with the breakers off, you have no lights, no TV, no cell phone charging, and you know what's going to happen because you know at 6 o'clock you're going to do this. And then what you do is you have a piece of paper and a pencil, and you sit around the kitchen table and you say, what don't I like? What don't I like about this? And you only do it for 3 hours, from 6 to 9 p.m. And the family sits around and says, boy, this is kind of lousy. And you just write down what you don't like about it. So next time, when it happens for real, you can say, boy, that was really lousy. I didn't like eating beans anyway, but I couldn't open the can because we have an electric can opener, and that doesn't work without electricity. So we were hungry, and we were thirsty. You just write that down. So what happened? I asked everybody to do it, took volunteers. Yeah, I'll do it. All right, great. We'll talk about next week what you didn't like. Next week, nobody did it. It's too hard. Too hard. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Joe, what I'm saying is, people don't want to prepare. They don't even want to know what they need to know when things get bad. It's too much trouble. They wouldn't even sit around the kitchen table and talk about what it's like not having an electric can opener or not having the electric stove work or not having access to water. I mean, we take that for granted. We go over the kitchen sink, turn on the faucet, and there it is. We do it all the time. But when there's tape across it, you go, oh. And how many times would those people who would be sitting around the kitchen table say, well, let me just get a drink of water. And then, oh, shoot, doesn't work. But they won't even do that. When you said we can't teach people, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. It's impossible. John Reagan said it best when I asked him on the air, John, of all the seminars, of all the presentations, of all the radio, of your book, put it all together, how many people have you gotten to actually actively prepare for anything? And he said zero. And I think I'm batting the same score he is.
Well, the beauty of your story is
how are you
doing? You had 5 years. The proof's in the pudding. You know, when I went to your meetup, roundup, wrangle up, I got to meet all those intellectuals, and you know, I brought something simple to their attention, because of course you wanted to make sure everybody fit right in, so you make them stand up and give a little speech. So I brought up the antennas, all the new cell towers that we've been putting up, and this is five plus years ago. I says, and my cell phone doesn't work any better. Well, I got a surprise for you. There's thousands of them now, even in my area, and my phone still doesn't work. And if I'm heading south and I go through a section of Indiana, there's towers out there now, and they still don't work. But, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about it became a grid section. And, you know, Nick Begich has the best story, The Angels Don't Play This Harp, in his book. And it was all about creating weather patterns with the harp antenna up in Alaska. Well, now you don't need to use harp because they said, yeah, we sold it to a private company. It's privately owned. It's not a government agency. But you don't need the harp anymore because you have harp on every street corner. You've got to question what these antennas do because obviously they're not here. And it can't really be well for G5 because G5 has a smaller antenna. So, you know, again, people, it's easy and they don't care and they don't want to know. And I'm not going to feel bad. But the one thing you and I have learned, and probably a handful of other people that listen to your show, before where you would have opened your door with compassion and treat somebody because they were having a hardship like you'd want to be treated, you're not going to open that door. You're not going to even let them come on your property. And if they come for your stuff, you'll destroy it just so they don't get it. Because, you know what? Those that fail to plan, plan to fail. That's Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich. The point of the story is, I don't no longer feel sorry for stupid. And I'm not saying I'm not stupid. I'm not super smart. But, you know, there are things. And I don't run the gauntlet and tape all my faucets off. But I do know what it's like when the power goes out for a day, 3 hours, or 3 days with no power. And it's not good. And what am I going to miss? I'm going to miss everything. I'm going to miss a cheeseburger. I'm going to miss hot coffee and a hot shower in the morning. I'm going to miss toast. And I'm going to miss a whole lot of things. I'm going to miss going to a store and talk to the, what do you call it, the checkout person and make them chuckle and laugh. I'm going to miss so many things, it's not even going to be funny. And then the hardest part is going to be determining what kind of person you come up against. Great series I've been watching, The Black Sails. And the sad part of the sail is the chief pirate, of course, he had to be gay. And it's just they got to bring all that in. I see Dick Cheney's daughter, I think she's gay. I see she's now a statesperson, and she's, we have to not show our weakness because, yeah, we have to create our system because we are like my father and my family, and we have to steal from the people. But the end of the story is real simple. We are still not learning, and we still allow ourselves to be bullied by this garbage.
I've got a comment to make about what you just said. I'm not talking about the gays. I talked about that for a while. But now, something else. When we come back, Joey's with us in Michigan.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the words of President Trump, the U.S. was cocked and loaded for retaliatory airstrikes against Iran overnight after Iran shot down an unmanned U.S. drone on Wednesday. Trump tweeting this morning that he canceled the airstrikes at the last minute because it would not be proportionate to the shooting down of an unmanned drone. He said he was told that an estimated 150 people would die at the three sites that were going to be targeted in Iran. That drone went down in the Straits of Hormuz. The Pentagon called it unprovoked and irresponsible. Iran says it was in its airspace. The U.S. says it was in international airspace. Two explosions shake a major refinery in southwest Philadelphia. They happen at about 4 a.m. Hours later, a huge fire is still burning there. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Joey's with us, and Joey, I wanted to make a comment on something you said. And you're right, I've decided that I don't want to help as many people as I was willing to help before. Now, there are those who, they're an exception to this, and they know who they are. However, those offers, hey, if you need any help, just, you know, stop over. They expired. They expired last night. I'm not kidding. Exactly what you said, Joey. And I've been thinking about this. You know, I've been offering to help people. Why? Why am I doing that? Because it seems like it's a one-way street. It's just, they take and I give. That's over. Absolutely over. So, all of those offers to people who are takers, they've all expired last night. No more offers. Don't show up. Don't show up at our house because I can't help you and I won't. And doesn't that sound awful? Doesn't that sound like something a millennial might say? Well, I've learned this. I've learned this because I asked the people at the meetup, hey, and I would say this like every 3 months. You know, when things get bad, raise your hand if you feel that you'll help other people. Raise your hand. So if one of us here at the meetup has a problem, how many of you will help the others? Or one other? All the hands go up. But then they throw Dr. Sheely out of the meetup. He's the one who helped people almost the most, if not the most. And then when they're done throwing him out, they throw me out. I can't believe it. So that's why there's an expiration on this. It's not like I've decided to be like corporations and change the rules. No. No. They showed me that this is the way they are, so I just think that I should respond in kind. I was invited to one of our instructors' houses, and she said, so would you take someone in who needed help? And then some people said, well, you know, if they're Christian. Since when does that enter into the equation? But it does to some people. Didn't enter into the equation for me. Some people thought that, well, it depends on what color they are. That didn't enter the equation for me. To me, it's the content of their character. Are they willing to participate? Because at my house, it's going to be a dictatorship. I'm in charge. I'm in charge because I built it. I'm in charge because I know more. I'm not bragging. I just do. And why do I? And why does Joey know more? And why do our other instructors know more? Because they want to know more. They work at it. It's like that garden that you talked about. You know, people think, oh, I got me some seeds. I'm going to grow a garden. If anything gets bad, I'll be okay because I got, you know, seeds. But they've never planted them. They've never tried. And they have no idea that if you've had less than 3 complete failures trying to grow a garden for 3 years in a row, if you've had less than 3, you've got a green thumb. Joey, it's frustrating. I just got off the phone during the bottom of the hour break. We've been dealing with a propane company for years and years and years and years, and they're at $1.749 for propane. So I just did a search. I looked in a local area, and I just called anybody. And I talked to a guy I never talked to before. And he said, well, when do you need it? And I said, well, not necessarily today or tomorrow. You know, I buy based on price, and I want to make it convenient for you. I don't want you to come out and bring part of a truck for me, and just for me, I'm not in a hurry. So if you've got deliveries that are in the area and you want to fill up your truck and make several stops and make it count for you, he said, well, that's great. That's the best way to do it. And I said, how much? He said, $1.399.
Wow.
Well, the guys that I've been loyal to, they told me $1.749. Guess what? I'm not loyal anymore. What do you think, Joey?
You know, Vince, it's like the story I told you at Home Depot when I went to buy a tool because they had a Father's Day flyer, and I went to the store and couldn't find the flyer. And I asked the girl at the counter, yeah, it's over there. I said, over there? Yeah, over there. I said, okay. I get over there. Oh, no, it's aisle 13. I said, oh, somewhere else than over here? Yeah. And I said, you know, I think I'm good. I said, what's your name? And then I got on the way out. There was another guy. He said, no, that sale's over. Then I get the other girl. Did you find it? I said, no, I didn't. I said, but thank you. I said, what's your name? Oh, she's so proud. This is my name. So, and he says, by the way, what's your store manager name? So I, as a courtesy, I called him the next day. I told him my problem. He goes, so what do you want from me? I said, excuse me? Yeah, I said, what do you want from me? I said, I don't know. I drove 40-some miles each way to talk to illiterate people that couldn't find a flyer. And he said, yeah, it was over yesterday. I said, okay. I said, so I says, what would you want if you were me? And he says, I would want what you want. But I can't just give everybody that comes in the store and can't find what they want. I says, I couldn't find what I want because you didn't have people smart enough to help me find what I'm looking for. And I says, I wasn't going to spend $50. It was a couple of $100. I says, but obviously, he says, you don't understand. Retail's changed so much in 30 years. I says, retail's changed a lot in 1 year. I says, the problem you don't understand is I can spend my money anywhere I want. And I says, I think you went above and beyond any of my expectations. I says, you probably are not doing this store credit anymore. So I left. He says, we're done talking. I didn't leave. We're done talking, and I hung up on him. So then the following day, I happened to be driving by a store in the opposite direction, 40 miles. And I stopped in, and I was looking around. And here they got a stack of flyers. And the flyer ended that day, not when the guy said it 2 days earlier. And then I see if you buy this toolkit, you get this tool for free, which is kind of the tool I'm looking for. So you see about loyalty. There is no such word loyalty. And your friends and your family are probably not even loyal, especially, well, and it depends which family. It could be very close because I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care what anybody says. I assure you of one thing I've learned, and I think you've learned from your roundups. When it gets hot and you're hungry and you don't have water because nothing works, you tell me how that's going to change. What about me? I used to talk to you. I said, really? I said, how wonderful. I'm your friend. I said, yeah, I see that. I know. The more I gave you, the more you come around. When I quit giving you, you didn't come around. And it's not a problem. Those are all cheap. Those are cheap, whether it cost you $20 or it cost you $500. Can you imagine when your life is in their hands and your life is in their hands and they get mad at you? Wow. And you have maybe some food and they come for some. They decide they want it all because you're selfish. You're mean because you were actually ignorant and you didn't go on a vacation and you saved up for a rainy day. What is that, the ant and the grasshopper story? And, you know, it's not a problem. And like I said, and it's funny what some people come up with because they have two types of food. I didn't know. You have your food, and you have the gifting food. That way, it's not a problem. And everybody can read in between whatever they'd like that to be. But the point of the story is we haven't even seen the beginning of the abyss, let alone falling into depths of despair, and the people already unraveling. And, hey, have a nice day. Nobody's going to be mad. I'm not going to be mad that you went on a vacation or you bought a new car or you bought whatever you bought, the big TV, the couches, and you didn't like them, and a week or two later, oh, my, this is so uncomfortable. I'm going to buy new ones. And you try to sell them on an Internet site for what you paid for them, and nobody even wants to give you 25 cents on the dollar because they don't really like what you bought. Nobody cares. And at the end of the day, the only purse you have to worry about, again, is you. And I never had that theory before. It was very difficult for me to get to this place. In fact, I have internal strife thinking that I would want to help somebody. And I don't mind helping anybody that's willing to help themselves. But there's so many deadbeats today that have expectations. They know that because they're here, like you say, they have entitlements. And I don't have entitlements. And gosh forbid, if I was the guy that actually created a hardship for myself to ensure an extra couple of days of pleasure for myself in the future, whether it's a month or two of food because there is no food, why should I want to share my food with you when you wanted to go out and have a $50 dinner and leave a $20 tip because you were a big shot and have a glass of wine or a drink with a little umbrella in it? And it's okay. I you should have that. I'm not telling you not to. But please, because you did that, when you come by me, don't think I should have to reciprocate. And things nobody thinks about, again, wherever you live, you may not have the opportunity to stay there because of all kinds of issues, weather, pollution, a power cooker that, you know, didn't have the proper power and it melted down and you have to leave, you're going to end up in someone else's backyard, and it's going to be hard. And it's getting harder every day for me to feel this way because I'm already learning, why do I want to help somebody? So if I become the refugee going to someone else's backyard, why and what is their incentive other than steal all my stuff, whatever I have, whether it's an extra pair of clothes and a jacket or a bag of food, what's their incentive to keep me and allow me to hang on with them, get in their lifeboat? What is their incentive? How, they don't know you. You may just happen upon an area. And, you know, when you watch some of these goofy pandemic movies and people come, the first thing they do is barricade the end of the town. No, we're not. You can't stay here. Yeah, but we don't care. You can't stay here. We don't know if you're sick. We don't know this. And, you know, nobody thinks about that. And can you imagine the stress, the mental anguish, the fear, the confusion that you're going to be radiating at that moment in time? And fear is an amazing thing because you'll do stuff out of fear you normally wouldn't do, or at least I think that's common. And all those wonderful people at the roundup that most of them couldn't get out of their way if a shopping cart was coming down the hill at them, but, you know, hey, they had a place to go. And what a selfish guy you were, Vince, to give up, you know, the hour each way to that little meeting and then the 2 or 2.5 hours between your prep time on the way there and making time to go. And then when you got there, you bought some kind of food because you felt obligated to the restaurant to spend some money for them offering the area of their place for you people. And then most of them big shots had a cup of tea or a cup of coffee and ran the girl ragged, as I remember, and they couldn't leave her $1 or $2 for gratuity, even though she gave up her 3 hours of waiting on other people that would actually leave gratuity. Those were the big operators, the freeloader, I guess we'll call them. And they know who they are, and if they're listening, I never forgot. I was only there one time, and that was one time too many. But it's not a big deal. I mean, it's easy to see stuff when the writing's on the wall. So, yeah, what a rotten guy you are, Ben. Selfish, greedy.
We'll be right back. Class, Joey is a very, very close friend, and we think alike. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joe, I have three quick comments to drive some points that you've made home. So let's talk about loyalty for just a couple seconds. Several years ago in the Springfield Village, people bought propane from a propane company, and you could pre-buy it. You could pre-buy it in the summer, and they deliver it in the winter. And so there was a guy who bought 1,000 gallons on a pre-buy, paid for it, and he was going to accept delivery later. Then there was a shortage. Between the time he bought it and the time he was going to take delivery, there was a shortage. So he called up the propane company and said, I'd like the propane. And they said, listen, we can't do that, and we're not going to do that. Now, if you want propane, we'll sell it to you, but it's going to be not $1.79 a gallon like you paid for 1,000 gallons. We'll sell you a different 100 gallons, but it's going to be $4.49 for 100 gallons. Now, you have to pay for it first, and then after you pay for it, we'll bring you 100 gallons. That's loyalty. So this guy was loyal to them, and they took advantage of him. So my advice is never pre-buy. Never pre-buy. Buy it and take delivery. Second thing. So I can imagine your phone ringing, Joey, at your place, or people showing up to your farm saying, hey, Joe, I need your help. Or, hey, Joe, I need to borrow your backhoe. Or, hey, Joe, I'm going to that hammer drill, I need to borrow that. Hey, Joe, I'll keep your tractor lubricated and, you know, make sure the battery's charged. I need it for a month. Or how about this one? How about the guy that shows up to my farm and he says, hey, I need to borrow your pickup truck. I looked at him. I didn't say too much. But the look on my face was, have you lost your mind? You need to borrow. What? Are you kidding? Who are you anyway? That's the kind of stuff that's happening. Any comments, Joey?
My truck is like my underwear. They're mine. Nobody, I'm not sharing those. And if they take mine and wear them, I don't want them again. And two points I have to make. When I said about you being this, this, and that, I was facetious, of course, because you're one of the most generous giving people I know, number one. And when I was talking about black sales and the gays, I was not bashing the gays. I don't care. As I said many times, I have friends that are gay, but at the same token, I don't want it slapped in my face every time I look up. I see this. It's appalling to me to have it rubbed in my face. It's not appalling to me that those people choose that lifestyle. I don't care what you do in your privacy. And to follow up with your question, there's no more giving. The giving is all over. You know, and these people think they're going to come and slap you on the back. Hey, buddy. Hey, good to see you. Yeah, there's people, they know whatever I have within reason is theirs to use. They know that. And it's a reciprocating two-sided scenario. They know, and I know if they have something and I need it, I call them, and boom, it's not a problem. But the freeloaders, you know, I got to see if I got, you know, I loaned it out. I got to see if I got it back. Let me think about that. You know, it's getting fixed right now. But as soon as it's done, I'll make sure you're the first guy that gets to use it after I get done paying $2,000 to have it fixed. They'll be okay with you, right? I mean, because you have to tell them stories like that, right? You have the same problems on your end of the fence?
Of course, of course. Everything we have to maintain it. There was a guy in Virginia who said, tell you what, you know, if you buy a tractor, we'll both use it, and I'll pay to change the oil.
Oh, he's too generous. I'll get right on it. What's your favorite color? What color tractor should I get so I don't let you down?
The rear tires, unmounted, you know, are $1,000 a piece for a tractor. And he's willing to change the engine oil, you know, eight quarts and a filter.
I have a friend since third grade. And I told him I would come and rototill his garden. And what I'd like for doing that is 5 gallons of diesel fuel. So he asked me when I was coming. I said, well, did you put the fuel in the tractor? Because I don't think there's fuel in there. Well, I don't have a can. I said, oh, you don't have a fuel? I got one you can borrow if you want. Well, and it's $15. I have an 8-foot PTO rototiller. You know, it cost me $3,200, not to mention going, getting it, the tractor, and when I blew the tires out, yeah, for the used tires, I paid $1,000 for 2 used tires, tubes, and have them put on. And I didn't ask for the $1,000. I asked for 5 gallons of diesel fuel. And it seems to be, well, gosh, and he's going to go rent a walk-behind tiller. And he's going to probably pay $70 to use that. And he's going to sleep for 3 days after he uses that tiller. But, hey, not a problem. I'm not concerned. And I feel bad. Every time I drive by, I'm thinking, man, I should just get. No, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not allowing their emotions to play on my stupidity. Because I am stupid if I choose to help somebody that doesn't even want to help themselves. And does that seem fair to you?
Joey, so you know, 5 gallons of diesel doesn't go very far in a tractor. And so if I'm not mistaken, all you're asking for is just to pay for the fuel.
To do his yard.
That you would have to pay for.
That's right.
So you're only asking for just the fuel, not compensation for the wear and tear and all that, just for the fuel that you'd have to use anyway, or he'd have to use anyway. But no, unbelievable. Joey, these are the stories that people need to know because it's going to get worse. These are the good times. These are the great times. It's just going to get worse by tomorrow and the day after. Joey, hey, thanks so much for dedicating two hours of your expertise to our class.
Be safe.
You too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.